Morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the next episode of Sounds of the City Radio here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It's a beautiful Friday morning, and hopefully it's going to stay like this for the rest of summer, even though we're going to have a little break of rain in the past in the next week, which will be good for my plants, but also it'll be a nice break. I don't know, I've been getting way too much sunshine in the last while, and it's actually quite nice to be back in the radio station and talking to my good old folks. I just put on a CD by the Soul Jazz Orchestra. I put that on while I was just browsing through our diverse library here and trying to figure out what I want to play for you guys today. And as usual, I try to create an eclectic mix from all different genres, and we have a very special show because we have two very special guests. In about I think about 10 minutes, we're going to have a brief chat with Dan Moxon from Ben Sinister, and later on we're going to have Mr. Adam Bailey from the band Watasan. And they're both playing part of an event in Westminster on May 25th called Uptown Live, but they also have other shows coming around in and around Vancouver, which I hope when Adam comes in, he's going to have a bit of a, he's going to play us a few songs live, which I love when that happens under my radio station. But to start off the day, or for those of you who don't know, Sounds of the City is a show dedicated to promoting upcoming live concerts in and around Vancouver. So whether it's local or international, big or small, whatever, we like to promote it. And what I want to play for you guys right now is one by Tame Impala, and this one is called, it's from his album Lonerism, and it is called Be Above It. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And And that was Tame Impala from their album Lonerism, and the song was called Gotta Be Above It. Once again, Tame Impala is playing to a sold-out show on May 25th, so you can scalp some tickets online on Craigslist, or potentially by the door. Not to be a tease, but I'm sure it's going to be a great show. It doesn't sell out for no reason. In about 5-10 minutes, I nearly dropped a CD. In about 5-10 minutes, we're going to have Dan Moxon from Ben Sinister give it a call in, and I'm going to have a chat on air. But I'm going to play you some from their latest album, Small Fame. And this one is called My Lady. You listen to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. And this one's called Give It a Rest.
Just give it.
We just heard Give It a Rest by Ben Sinister and the Don Moxon Trio. Now, if all my technical difficulties will stop working, I think we should have Don Moxon from Ben Sinister on air. But with us, Dan, can you hear my voice from all the way over there?
Yes, I can.
Thank you so much for calling in on such an early morning time on Fridays.
Yeah, I know, no worries. Thanks for having me.
I know it's quite difficult for artists at the early morning time with the late rock star lifestyle. It doesn't really mix now, does it?
No, mornings are definitely mornings, that's for sure.
And I just felt the yawn there right now, so I'll try to pump you up by talking about your latest album, Small Fame. You guys have been touring around for over 10 years now. The first question I have for a band that's been over 10 years is, what's the secret of staying together?
Well, I guess, over those years, there has been some changes in lineup and whatnot and people parting ways, but I've sort of just kept it together under the same name throughout the years just because, I enjoy what I do and love to play music for people and write music and put out records.
But then you put out your own solo work, the Don Moxon Trio. Why did you feel like you need to separate them into two different things? Why didn't you continue it all under Ben Sinister?
Well, I haven't actually released any music under the trio, but basically it's Ben Sinister is sort of a beast of its own. It sort of goes, no matter what direction I try to pull it into, it kind of is headed into a more rock and roll, and it's always sort of loud, energetic music just based on the other guys in the band. So I started a trio just to have a little bit of a more mellow project on that side, a little bit less headbanging and craziness and upbeat and running around, and a bit more just sort of laid back, sort of lounge rock.
Well, with a crazy voice like yours, I don't think any show can be laid back. There's a bit of an irony going on there. Well, let me get to the questions that I got all saved up and I'm prepared. I'm excited about. You've been involved in the Vancouver music industry for over 10 years. So and you've been involved in live music and live concerts for over 10 years. Are we getting better or are we getting worse? Is the support for live music increasing, or is the music industry going to fail and we're all going to become buskers?
You know, it's hard to really say. I think there's a lot of great bands in Vancouver right now and lots of venues to play, but, you know, it's definitely becoming a culture where you know, going out to see a live show on a Friday or Saturday night, every Friday and Saturday night, isn't at the top of everybody's list of agendas. You know, there's a lot of, especially with a younger crowd, it seems that just the popularity of going out to DJ events and the more electronic scene seems to be totally dominant. But, you know, there's still lots of bands and lots of punk and rock and roll and metal and indie rock and folk rock and everybody trying to do their thing. And, you know, I think as long as there's people that like music, there's going to be people out there making music, and it just sort of works itself out.
But have you seen an increase in the crowd, or have you been noticing that it's been falling apart? Like, what's your...
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, I guess as I get older myself, you know, when we're playing, you know, touring 4 or 6 months a year, when I get home, it's just more my own sort of changes and being a bit, you know, not going out necessarily to see a ton of live music as much as I did when I was younger. You know, I'm more just sort of a bit of a homebody doing projects around the house and having dinner parties and doing older person things, you know. But I do go out only really to see shows when I haven't seen a band in a while, or, you know, probably go out and see 2 or 3 live shows a month, but that's, you know, about it.
No, that's
more than
most people.
I'm probably the best person to ask, just because I'm too sort of set in my own ways to really, you know, comment on the younger scene in Vancouver.
What's the best show you've ever been to?
Best show I've ever been to?
Yeah.
Well, it's a...
It's a hard one, but...
It's a hard one. I guess I was really, really excited about seeing Tortoise years ago at the Vogue Theater. It was one of the best shows I'd seen for a while, and... I guess more recently, just seeing the Dirty Projectors at the venue was a really great show.
That was good.
I mean, that's all I can think of.
There's tons of good ones. There's always tons of good ones. I'm just always curious to know that everyone's got a couple that, you know, that hit a list where you just have the most incredible night of your life, and the music is what it's all about. If you had $10,000 and or a great amount of money, and you can only use it on either A, touring, B, recording an album, or C, making a music video, which one would you do? Which one would you choose?
Well, right now, I'd probably put it towards recording, because that's sort of the mindset that we're in, though we're waiting to see if we've got any direct board factor money coming in or what the scenario is with that. But
I guess let me rephrase my question. I'm trying to figure out which one do you think is... would spending money, a lot of people who listen to CITR are up and coming musicians themselves, and I'm just curious to know, as a person who's been involved in the music industry for such a long time,
right,
in your opinion, which
one is
better?
Well, you shouldn't need, I think if you're going to go out and do a tour, no matter what sort of tour it is, you know, it's, we've done it this way since the beginning, where everybody in the band, you know, you know you're going on a tour in 2 months, so you save a bit of extra money so that, you know, you can cover your rent and all your, you know, expenses if you don't make money from the tour. So I feel like touring is something that is not like you need a $10,000 grant to go out and tour. You just need to live cheap and suck it up. You know what I mean? It's like anybody can do it. You just have to sort of get out there and do it. But to pay the physical costs of having a record done is definitely, you know, money that you need, and somebody can't always come up with. You know, if you got 4 members, they can't just drop $2,500 each to record a record, but it's a little bit more reasonable that everybody could save $1,000 so that they can cover the rent if they're away for a month, or, you know, deal with it and then sort of live however cheap you can on the road.
Live cheap and suck it up. I think I'm going to try to quote you on that or something.
Yeah, sure.
So speaking of touring, you guys are going to be touring all the way to New Westminster on May 25th, and you're playing a show called Uptown Live.
That's right, it's your
next upcoming show.
We're off the road for a little while. We're just focusing on writing a new record, and we've got, you know, festival gigs this summer. We've probably got about, I don't know, 8 shows or so through the summer, but but they're just sort of weekend things and one-off things, or trips up to Prince George and the Soyuz, and finding little festivals here and there. And one of those dates that we're doing while we're sort of taking some time off and writing is the Uptown Live in New Westminster, which I believe is May 25th.
Yes.
Is that a Saturday?
That is a Saturday, yes.
Yes, and I did play that festival last year with my trio, which was a whole lot of fun. It was kind of a surreal when we were the first band on that year, right after a parade, and there was, you know, literally just seas of people out there watching this parade, and then we just started up with like laid back sort of Elton John style, you know, piano tunes, and it was sort of a funny transition. But this year Ben Sinister is going to be playing, I believe, at 5:30 on the
you guys are headlining,
Safeway stage.
You guys are headlining the Safeway stage, yes.
Yes, and that should be a lot of fun. I don't know which stage Safeway stage is, but I recommend anybody. I actually quite like New West. It's sort of one of my favorite sort of little suburbs of Vancouver. It's got lots of cool vintage stores and thrift stores and sort of mid-century
and the architecture
furniture stores, and I like the downtown, and it's a cool, you know, you just hop on the SkyTrain if anybody's listening in Vancouver and roll out there with a, you know, six pack in your backpack and enjoy live music all day and just walk around, and if it's a sunny day, it's going to be a blast.
And if you bring a six pack, make sure to share, because sharing means caring. I want to play a song. I want to leave you guys with a song, Black Magic Woman. Do you want to introduce it?
Sure. Well, Black Magic Woman, I would also recommend people go to our YouTube and check it out, because we just did that song, a video of it with a 56-piece orchestra, which is a version that I quite like. But it's the song, I guess, song 10 on our record, Small Fame, and it's called Black Magic Woman.
Well, wait, you said the YouTube, the link for Black Magic Woman, is with a 56-piece orchestra?
That's right. Yeah, if you just Google, you know, Ben Sinister YouTube or whatever, it's one of the videos on there, and it's we did it last November. We played a show with a 56-piece orchestra, and it was
Black Magic Woman live. I might have potentially have the ability to use the internet in this space. So how about we listen to that one instead? You listen to it. Is that
if
cool?
You just go, I guess, you know, type into that little Google bar, Ben Sinister.
I can hear it right now.
Black, you can see it.
Oh yeah, I'm playing it right now.
Okay.
Awesome, thanks for talking to us, Dan. All right, you're enjoying Black Magic Woman by Ben Sinister and a live 56-piece band.
Fool out of you. You've lost the clothes off your back and the soles off your shoes. You're lying in the street like a piece of meat. She made a fool out of you. She chewed you up and spit you out and left you. Your memory, it jars. The moment you chose to forget, which now you're very, 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 very soon regret. He's to blame. My joy.
You vinyl heads, y'all are getting out of hand, bro. Y'all are getting out of hand.
Attention vinyl bros and brodettes, the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair takes place Saturday, May 18th and Sunday, May 19th.
No matter how many records I buy, I can't fill this void.
Be sure to head down to the Cambrian Hall at 215 East 17th Avenue from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and get your hands on some of the rarest and best records Vancouver has to offer. For more info, go to vinylrecordfair.com.
And we just had a chat with Dan Maxson from Ben Sinister. Once again, they're going to be playing as part of an event in New Westminster called Uptown Live. You can go on Facebook, Uptown Live, and search Uptown Live and you'll find it. It's on the corner of 6th and 6th. The event happens from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday, May 25th. And I believe Dan Maxson's on at 5:30. We just heard a live version of Black Magic Woman off their latest album, Small Fame. It was with a 56-piece orchestra. Make sure to check Dan Maxson alongside a bunch of other great artists, including Buckman Co., The Boom Booms, Good for Grapes, and Watasan, whom we will hopefully shall have in studio shortly with us. To carry on with the rest of the upcoming live concerts in and around Vancouver, the Folk Fest just announced their lineup yesterday, and headlining their Saturday night is a band called The Cat Empire. And this is their latest song from their latest album, Steal the Light, and it's called, Steal the Light. You listen to it on Sounds of the City on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Sing now, muse, I won't be scared. She's wearing flowers, not snakes up in her hair tonight. And love, we've been around before. We washed up on the old shore, but it's new tonight. It's only light, she said, but we are liars to be free. We'll steal a light to see. The owl falls, we fall to dance. The sirens and the marching bands sing. It's nothing but chance tonight. Billion ones and many a few, when everyone I never knew, they're here tonight. say, but we lies to be free.
Empire with the song Steal the Light. Once again, they're going to be playing this part of the Vancouver International Folk Festival on July the 19th and July the 20th. Make sure to check them out. Following the month after that, August 10th, we have Burnaby Roots and Blues Festival, and no other band than John and Roy themselves are going to be playing there. Unfortunately, they don't have any other upcoming Vancouver shows this summer. I don't know why. I wish they did. I guess it's festival season and everyone's running around. They do have a show sometime in Victoria. Yeah, they're playing June 22nd as part of the Victoria Jazz Fest. But then they're going to Montreal, and they're going to be opening up a tour with Xavier Rudd, opening up for him as part of his Eastern Canadian tour. But yeah, Burnaby Roots and Blues. It's got a lot of it's got a fantastic lineup, just like last year had one. And the lineup this year includes Blue Rodeo, Charles Bradley, David Gogo, John Lee Sanders, Vince Vaccaro, and The Brick House, and Sean Barault. Yep, and obviously John and Roy. And I want to play you one off their latest album, Let It Go, and the song is called Let It Go. You listen to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Life ain't meant for grief. I'm not gonna be a victim, no I'm not gonna be a victim. One many great men for me have tried to succeed at this thing. Made it no wrong. One many great men have tried to succeed at this thing we call love. Yes, I love you so. In the town that your face holds high, in these homes of mine. No, no, I'm not called to let it go, 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 let it go.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground, Thursdays noon to one.
Sorry that I just got a little bit carried away with all these little controllers that I got in front of me. You can mess around with things quite awesomely. Like check this out. I can play a song like literally on air, and then I can be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I can just keep talking over, and I think Sorry, I will stop that immediately because that was not cool. I want to play you one, though I can be a good remix artist if I want to be. I want to play you one from Buckman Co. It's called Mish Sugar. Love you listening to it on Sounds of the City. I don't know where Watazan is. I don't even know if he's going to come. If he doesn't come, we'll play you some music from him. But for now, this is Mish Sugar Love by Buckman Co.
Love, Michigan love, you rock my mind.
Welcome back to Sounds of the City Radio here on Seattle 101.9 FM. We just heard Miss Sugar Love from the latest album of Mr. Buckman Co. The album was called Crow's Nest, and the song was called Miss Sugar Love. Luckily, during that song, I had a chance to wander about the station just out of a little thought in the back of my mind. I was like, maybe they're outside. And then I go outside and I see Adam San from Watasan. He's just hanging out in the lounge tuning his guitar. And I was like, dude, wrong room. On-air studios that way. So I'll start with an introduction of hello. How's it going, man. Adam?
Good.
Adam from Watasan is here with us, and I'm happy to have him. I was kind of disappointed. I was like, oh my god, they finally fell asleep. I was like, damn, I knew I shouldn't have put my show at 10 in the morning. I should put my show at night times, because then that beer machine starts working as well.
Yeah.
And then people can have a lot of fun. Somebody's already picked up on that cue. People can have a lot of fun enjoying the party. But before I'll let you fiddle around with your guitar a bit more. Let's hear some Watasan, and then we can. You've brought your guitar, and then we can hear some live. I hope you can play some live music for us. Obviously, you brought your guitar for a reason. I want to play the song "It's You." This was commissioned by the city of Vancouver, right?
Yeah. We got the Tourism Vancouver to sponsor this song, and they made us a video. And what a great honor and a beautiful city to.
So did you write the song for Vancouver, or did you write the song for somebody else?
Yeah, Vancouver? It was actually written a while back, more about a girl, and then we put it in a contest, and then all of a sudden someone in that contest knew someone, and
and then things happen. When people know other people, other things happen.
That's
how things work. let's take a listen to "It's You" by Watasan.
It's you that makes me feel happy. It's you that makes me feel right. It's you that makes me feel crazy. It's you, it's you, it's you. It's you that I wanna get close to. I wanna get close to you like your clothes do. Who could ever fool around now? Who they really wanna settle down to? Got a man, you're always on my mind. I be thinking, I gotta be thinking up all of my time. There's you, oh, oh. It's you that makes me feel happy. It's you that makes me feel right. It's you that makes me feel crazy. It's you, it's you, it's you. Hey, it's you that is always up on my mind. I gotta be thinking up all the time. Yeah, that's right. You know what makes me feel right, what makes me feel nice. You make me feel twice. Sure, I wanna get close to, just like all your clothes get to do all over you. Who is it trying me on? But I wanna make them sing, mama sing that to you. But I wanna make them feel heavy. It's you that makes me feel right. It's you that makes me feel crazy. It's you, it's you, it's you. Oh, yeah, it's you, it's you, it's you. Feel happy. It's you that makes me feel right. It's you that makes me feel crazy. It's you, it's you, it's you. All the people have a right to do the party. Are you? But I wanna make me feel happy. Feel the rhythm and feel the way they move. Are you? But I wanna make me feel right. You. But I wanna make me feel crazy. It's you, it's you, it's you. Oh, hey, it's you, it's you, it's you. Ooh, yeah, it's you, it's you, it's you.
And we just heard the song It's You by Watasan, a song originally not written for any city of Vancouver. It was written for a beautiful girl, but now it could be anybody, really. It's you.
Yeah.
You know? It's just anybody. But I don't believe our beloved friend Jeff was part of the band at that time, because I just got introduced to a whole new band member, because I always thought Watasan was a two-piece band, a duo. But now, obviously, I am wrong. There's three of them, even though only two of them are here. Am I right?
Yeah, it's a,
did
it's
I make sense?
It's an evolving thing at this point, but it really has been Reed Hendry, who's not here right now, but him and I took a lot of the control, and we were working together for a long time as a duo, and it was kind of a way to just make money and to play at pubs and play bars and kind of justify
music. Sorry, I think you're the first person who actually went into music to make money.
Well, no.
It's like, I gotta know how you make money. I'll just play music.
Yeah, no, that. I think you have to be crazy to think you're gonna do music for money. You know, you have a better chance being a garbage man, but...
They get pretty well from what I know. They get over $20 an hour.
Oh, yeah. They make way more money than
Way more money than music.
Sure. But I mean, like, if I wanted to just play music for a living... I needed to kind of wonder more about how to do it rather than be in a six-piece band and play every night when a bar can only afford, you know, $300 or something. And, you know, you do the math. And your voice can only sing three or four nights a week without just killing yourself. So,
well, introduce that for CITR. Until 5 minutes ago, I thought you were a duo. Now I see a third person.
So
introduce the third member of the band.
Yeah, I brought Jeff Child here.
Hey, everybody, it's Jeff Child.
Jeff Child's a very talented multi-instrumentalist, but he's an incredible bass player, and he just clicked with us, and we have a really great energy on stage, and he really complements everything that Reed and I bring to the sound.
How long have you guys been playing together?
Let's see, before... I went down to L.A. for about 6 months, about a month ago, and we kind of did our first show... about a month before that, so it's hard to say. You could say 8 months, but really it's only been like 2 months.
Nice. Are you gonna play with us today, or are you just gonna give it the backup bass?
I could play air bass.
Yeah, you play air bass.
You can all imagine hear the bass lick in your minds.
Well, what song are you playing for us, Adam?
I think I'll play Believer.
All right, we're just gonna go to an advertisement. We'll be back in 10 seconds, and then we'll just get straight into the music.
You are listening to The Terry Project.
Terry Project.
The Terry Project.
Terry Project Podcast.
From CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Here at UBC.
The University of British Columbia.
In Vancouver.
To find out more,
even more,
about The Terry Project, visit our website at
terry.ubc.ca.
And subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
My one big idea
is priceless.
What can be better than that?
All right. Oh, you want me to go right now?
Yeah, you're playing.
Okay. All right, this song's called Believer.
I'm a believer. I believe in you. I'm a believer. I believe in what you do. It was dark out on the beach. The sun had set, it looked out of reach. The smell of salt filled up the air. And just like that, it got black everywhere. In the night, it was hard to see the silhouettes of who these people be. Just when they thought it might just be the sky lit up and the sun it rose again.
Thank you, beatbox.
Yeah. I'm a believer. I believe in you. I'm a believer. I believe in what you do. I'm a believer. I believe in you. I'm a believer. I believe what you do. You really know what's going on? It's always darkest right before the dawn. skies where you can be anything. It's always real if you believe. Yeah, come on. Think I believe that I'm a believer. I believe in you. I'm a believer. I believe in what you do. I'm a believer. I believe in you. I'm a believer. I believe in what you do. But I wanna know what you do, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. But I you do, mm-hmm, yeah. I'll believe her. Believe in you. Believe her. Believe what you do. Believe her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll believe you, oh, yeah. But I'm a believer, oh, yeah. I believe what she's been doing. Yeah, I'm a believer. I believe it's yours, oh yeah. I'm a believer. I believe in what you do. I'm a believer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll believe in your soul, oh, yeah. But I'm a believer. Oh yeah, I believe it.
ABC Short Filmmakers, this 4th annual Vancouver Short Film Festival is now accepting entries until August 1st, so get those cameras rolling. Student recent grads and professional filmmakers can submit films and videos, and remember, the shorter the better. Last year 29 short films were screened and over $15,000 in prize we were awarded to busy filmmakers. For entering rules and submit online, please visit the Vancouver Short Film Festival at vsff.com.
And we're back here on Sounds of the City. We just heard a live version of the song I'm a Believer by Adam and Jeff from Watasan.
Yeah.
Is that when was that one made?
Believer, that's it's long. Like, I haven't written that many good songs in a long time, but that one was probably like...
It's called promoting yourself, not demoting yourself.
No, I've been working really hard, and I got great songs from a long time ago, so it's good to just kind of keep working on that stuff. That was like 2007, but yeah.
So tell me about the band. You guys spread apart. You guys weren't playing for a while, and then now you've recently come back together. What happened?
Oh, well, what happened was that just, you know, like I said, playing in the pubs for so long, you just play, you know, four nights a week, and you kind of start to lose focus. You see, I'm now 30 years old, so you kind of start to question what you're doing with your life, you know, is this it? Am I going to be playing bars in 10 years from now, and even 20 years from now, like, is this my life? Because I have devoted my whole life to music. So it really came to that question of like, okay, it's time to make a decision. Is this working? So I just chose to go to LA for 6 months, and not to go be a star or anything, but just to go see what that side of the music industry is like, to go see maybe what the big business model of music looks like on the inside.
So, and what did it look like?
It's interesting, you know. It's got this thing, what's happening in LA right now has a lot to do with electronic dance music, so they're putting a lot of effort into finding the next EDM star, but they're also looking for, you know, hip-hop and country, and they really like to classify. So I was in, you know, offices of Universal and Interscope and talking to some A&Rs at probably four or five different labels. And, you know, they really judge you really quickly, and they wonder if they can put you into a box. And I don't know. I'm not going to say that I was too good for it or I was too original for it, but I didn't feel right, you know.
What do you call your style of music?
I think it's folk, but it's got lots of different touches. I like world music. I like urban music. I like reggae music. You know, it's hard. That's the hardest thing for me, is to actually classify it. So maybe that's why it was hard for me to be in L.A. and to kind of, because they were like, oh, you know, I was really in with hip hop artists, which was pretty funny. A lot of the labels were hip hop labels, and they were the ones who wanted to sign me. And then at one point, they were like, well, why don't you just become a country artist? And I thought, well, I don't know if I can either be just hip-hop or country. It didn't quite make sense.
So you guys, you ran away from L.A., you came back here, and you were like, all right, let's put the band back together?
Yeah, I just went down by myself. Yeah, the band, you know, it just, we've gained so much here in B.C. from being Tourism Vancouver's band, so we've gotten a lot of recognition from that. And I don't want to say I didn't want to put the band back together, but it was easy to. It was just you came back and you had a lot of offers for shows, and Reed and I have played together for so long, and I think bringing Jeff into the mix was really important for me to just change it up and give it a new dynamic and especially a new personality.
So you guys have a lot of upcoming shows coming up, one including May 25th Uptown Live, but you also have a few in Vancouver before that. What are they?
Well, Jeff actually plays in a great group, and tomorrow night he's playing at the Fan Club as the group One Kingdom, and that's right on Granville Street, and that's going to be an amazing event. And Reed, actually, from our band, is going to play some Steel Pan and some Cajon and that. So right now we're really trying to build a collective of musicians in the city, and we're not just trying to look at our band as being the only thing to promote. We really want to make Vancouver a music community, so we're not just in it for ourselves. We want it to be about growing, you know, just growing a foundation here. Because when I came back from L.A., I stopped in Seattle, and I just remember reminiscing about the grunge scene there back in the 90s, and it really inspired me to see a small city like Seattle and to come from a huge city like L.A. and to see that there was really no music scene in L.A. on the grassroots level. And Seattle, you know, you just saw that there was this grassroots thing happening, and I got inspired, and I believe that Vancouver could potentially do the same thing as Seattle did if we really all worked together as bands. And, you know, I believe that Jeff's band, One Kingdom, Water Sun, and the Boom Booms, we have a very similar sound, where it's a very positive, uplifting sort of world folk. So we'll see what can happen with that.
Well, I'm looking forward to where you guys are going to play both at your upcoming shows and at Uptown Live May 25th in Westminster. I've already said that five times today. but I want to hear, I would like to hear a little bit more of your live stuff. What are you going to play for us next? We still have time for a little live music, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's give him something really good, positive. We'll go with a song right now. It was written back in Mississauga from a friend who used to play drums, and Reed just bought the steel pan for the first time, and it was funny because the drummer from that band all of a sudden started playing this thing on the steel pan. It just sparked this song. So it's pretty interesting, though. It's really the innocence of playing an instrument for the first time. You could sometimes write an incredible thing without really knowing it, you know, because you're going at it so innocently, and you don't really think about all those patterns that you put yourself into. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that.
And this song's called?
This song's called Right Now. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It is no better time in the world to live in than right now. I've been living in the right now. Yeah, no better time in the world to live in than right now. But I won't be living in the right. Oh, 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 yes, and I do be living in the now, like you're breathing, and I'm
that I breathe out ya. Your every new day is a gift, a present, and for me. Well, I can't imagine imagination, cause all they really ever want is celebration. All they really ever want to do is be free. Only want to subject the negativity, change time. Our perception, we all got to head in the same direction. Lift them up when they down. Get up to the rhythm of the lift, and then they give you the right now. I get to know better time in the world to live in the right now. But I want to keep on believing, keep believing it right now. I get to know better time in the world to live in the right now. But I want to keep on believing, keep believing. So I leave you and believe you, and now mama give it. I wanna be living, I gotta be living more loud. My different things are gonna come in my way. The differences that make us the same. I tell my soul that I gotta be strong. I tell my past that I gotta move on. Don't worry about the things that they done. Everybody's trying to fund you, but she's like, it's not really like that. I've been worrying so much for the future, but then I gonna wanna go back. But there's no other time in the world to live in it right now. Yeah, there's no better time in the world to live in it right now. But I'm gonna keep on believing, keep believing it right now. Yeah, there's no better time in the world to live in it right now. But I'm gonna keep on believing, keep believing, yeah. Oh.
Kick freestyle, yeah.
Check out One Kingdom at the fan club tomorrow night. You got Las Furios, everybody be dancing on the dance floor, getting high. I have the music, yeah, you got the music scene. Everybody kicking and kicking and clean, oh. Yes, you're gonna check it out now. Everybody singing and they're singing out, not in a right now.
Oh, yeah.
Can you feel the spontaneity right now? Yeah, take it, take
keep on believing, come out of my neck, keep believing in it right now. Oh, okay, right now.
Yeah.
All right. When I say right, you say now. All right. You got that?
I got that. Let's do it.
All right. It's pretty cool. It's pretty easy. Yeah. Right
now.
Oh, you got it. All right. Let's
I
try
think so.
It. Yeah. Right
now.
Oh, that's pretty solid. Alright, yeah, I've been living in the right
now.
There's no better time in the world to live in it right
now.
But I wanna keep on believing, keep believing right
now.
There's no other time in the world to live in it right
now.
Come on, you keep on believing in your right
now.
I got no better time in the world to live in it right now. But I wanna keep on believing.
Bad Bird Media, the Georgia Strait, and CITR 101.9 present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Saturday, May 18th and Sunday, May 19th at the Cambrian Hall in Vancouver. Now 2 days featuring a different group of vendors each day. Thousands of vinyl records, personal collections up for sale, plus a selection of vintage turntables and gear. Featuring music by the Knights of the Turntable and food truck goodness from our friends at Dougie Dog Hot Dogs. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair. Get your Vancouver vinyl discount card free with admission. That's 10% off at Zoo Shop, Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, High Life World Music, Scrape Records, Dandelion Records, Neptune Records, Vinyl Records, The Beat Merchant, and Beat Street Records. And introducing the Main Street Meal Ticket, also free with admission. Eat out on Main Street at Cray, Mr. Brownstone, The Reef, or Rocky Mountain Flatbread, and let the fair help you with the bill. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Saturday, May 18th and Sunday, May 19th at the Cambrian Hall, 215 East 17th in Vancouver. Now 2 days featuring a different group of vendors each day. Visit www.vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, brought to you by Bad Bird Media, the Georgia Strait, and CITR.
And welcome back to CITR and Sounds of the City Radio. That was a fantastic song. That was a great freestyle you guys did. And do you guys, how often does improvisation come to your music when performing live?
Oh, performing live, all the time. But not all the time. We try to have moments where it's like, okay, this isn't, I like to use the word military. This isn't militant. Like, this is where we're going to have fun. And we'll kind of know when we're going to get back. And Jeff was actually talking to me this morning about something he saw.
It might get loud, the documentary. Who was it? It was Jack White was talking about how the audience can smell it if you're, you know, you've told the same joke between songs at another gig, or, you know, if it's all totally rehearsed, you know, it's boring for the audience. So if you can, you know, spit in some spontaneity, it really gets people going, and it makes it feel more real, more alive. So.
And whether you mess up or if you don't mess up, who cares, really?
You know what? Sometimes when you mess up and you have a smile on your face, the audience likes that more than playing something really, really well, you know.
Well, we're almost nearing the end. We're almost nearing the end of our show. I want to leave our audiences with this a song from an event you did called Playground, which, from the best of my knowledge, I've never actually been to one, but from what I know, they essentially get 100, like around a dozen people or 100 people in one room, and you guys have 1 hour with they have 1 hour with a band to come up to rehearse one of the songs of the bands, and then they record it all in one take at the end of the 1 hour.
Yeah,
is that how it works? And yeah. You guys were the first band that they ever tried, that they ever quote unquote tested, I guess.
Yeah, we were kind of.
And there's free beer in the entire show, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's becoming much more of a party because they're getting beer sponsors, and I've been to a few of the other events, and yeah, I would advise to stay away from the beer as much as you can before rehearsing, because yeah, it has gotten a little messy at some of them. But yeah, the first one was beautiful. We brought in some hand drums. I thought it would have been smart to just kind of get everyone on the same page, just doing a little drum circle. So we all got together and we did a drum circle, and everybody in the room. I think there was probably 60 of us. And we just we played music together, and I had this song that was like, and I thought that would be the easiest thing to teach people, because at the time they were very nervous. They were like, I don't know if this idea is actually going to work. Like, they really, their concept was bringing people who've never played music into an environment that's safe and makes them feel creative, and it's very involved. So it's more like bringing the audience onto the stage, and that's something that we've always tried to do with our music. So it was really fitting for us to be the first band to do that. We really like to knock that barrier down from the stage that makes us sort of the performers. We want the audience to be performers as well, because they're coming out to have a good time. So, the moral of the story is we're working with people, and we made a really easy thing. Like, it's very simple, you know. We could teach this guitar riff to many people who are just starting to learn guitar, and if I told you to just go, you know, it's pretty, it's almost like tribal and back to that whole caveman state of just call and response. So we had a lot of fun with that, though. It's such an amazing energy when people just sing back. Like, it's so much more empowering than just hearing your own voice, you know, to hear all the other people sing with you.
So you had 1 hour with these guys, and then this is what you came up with.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Adam. Thank you so much, Jeff. I'm going to leave you with the song. Man. And what's the name of the song called? It says Miles Davis.
They called that on the YouTube, yeah, but we just called it, we went to record it again, because I just had that kind of song written a week before, and then we went to record it in the studio after that, and I just wanted to pay homage to Playground, so I just decided to call the song Playground.
The song's called Playground. Yeah. The song's called Playground. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City. And that's it with this week's episode. Tune in next Friday at 10 a.m. For another hour of upcoming live music and entertainment. Unfortunately, Dorothy will not be here for this hour. She's stuck in Kelowna. We're going to have a nice mix of eclectic music from our very own ghost podcast system here. But for now, this is that was Sam and Jeff, and this is the song Playground by Watasan.
Of what it means to create an environment. As people connected and play together, so
I was walking down the street one night. Yeah, trying to get my mood and my feeling right. Wondering what I gotta do. I
connect, I'm better, yeah, I connect with you, yeah. Oh, oh, I've been worrying, yeah, all the time. Just trying to make my mood so high. Taking everything inside my shell. Oh, yeah, I don't need no help, I don't need anybody else. Just singing, mama, eh, 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 oh, oh. Get the thing you got in my life, you're going through. Oh, oh, oh. Wondering what I gotta say. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, I miss my mother, yeah, anyway, today. Yeah, slap. Push up on my feel, yeah, alright, all the time. Oh, oh, oh. Cause the things on my shelf, yeah, they fill up on my mind. Oh, oh, oh. And I gotta let it be sublime. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, I wanna get it right. I'm gonna do it tonight. Come on, sing a number. Yeah, yeah.